And welcome to English Literature 2. I am your instructor, Professor Erin O'Brien, and I will be your guide for this tutorial on how to use the LibGuide provided for you on the English Literature website. My goal is to walk you through the process of finding credible sources for your English Lit 2 papers. First, let's talk about where to find this library guide if you need to go back to it. The library guide, or LibGuide, can be found as a link on the resources page on our website. It's also located off the library's main page under LibGuides, where you can search by professor's last name or course to find helpful library guides on a variety of subjects. Second, let's talk about what a library guide is. It's sort of like a mini website that contains many helpful links, documents, videos, and tutorials that act as guides for projects, classes, and more. I have designed this LibGuide with a librarian just for you. It's tailored just for your needs in this course, and it provides the assignments and guidelines that you will be using. Now it's time to use the guide. On the home page, you have an option to print it. You might want to do this in case the site goes down. You'll also see red tabs across the top that link to various resources. On the top row, you'll see one titled Finding Books and Ebooks. Use this link to find books and ebooks on the literature of our course's time period. There is also a helpful video tutorial. On all databases, you will find a listing of recommended databases just for this course. Under Essay Assignments and Topics, you will find Word documents of the essay topics, grading marks, and how essays will be scored. Under the MLA Documentation and Plagiarism tab, you'll find a link to tutorials, tips, and resources for citing your sources correctly and avoiding plagiarism. Below that, you'll find tabs that are called Additional Web and Book Resources, which contain links to other credible internet sites and resources for literature of this time period. It will save you time doing random searches on the internet, which could lead to non-credible sources. Additionally, there's a link to mobile access where you can access this guide via your phone or tablet. To the left in blue are links to the library resources and a QR code to return to the site. And to the far left are the library's hours, interlibrary loan, and Gale access for your mobile device. Finally, I hope that this podcast and library guide will be helpful to you, and it will provide you with a wealth of resources and information that will enable you to be successful in this course. Please let me know if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, and happy researching and writing.